Hi, this is Tony, and before we get started today, I just want to tell you about my brand new book called Crazy Good Advice, 10 Lessons Learned from 150 Leading Social Entrepreneurs. If you're like most people who listen to Social Entrepreneur, you want to do more than make a living. You want to make a difference. But how do you get started down that path? In this book, we've put together the 10 best pieces of advice from 150 leading social entrepreneurs. You don't want to miss it. Find out more at tonyloyd.com. That's tonyloyd.com/book. Now let's get on to the show.
We have shifted gears and pivoted on a regular basis, and you've got to just be able to take the feedback and not get disheartened and stay persistent.
Welcome to Social Entrepreneur. My name is Tony Lloyd. I'm a former Fortune 500 executive, but today I spend my time with changemakers who are making an impact in the world. Each week you'll hear exciting stories of ordinary people just like you who are making a difference. They share their successes, their failures, and what they're learning along the way. Thanks for being with me today. Let's get started. Welcome back to Social Entrepreneur. And today we're talking to Adam Force, Amy Aitman, and Kay Kubota of Change Creator Magazine. So here's the big question that Adam, Amy, and Kay sat down to answer. What would it take to produce 1 million new change creators per year for the next 10 years? That's a really big question to consider. And so Change Creator Magazine is a multimedia platform. And so they have a magazine, they have all kinds of offerings, but they're really focused on three primary goals, which are three of the sustainable development goals. And that is sustainable development goal number one, which is no poverty. Number six, which is clean water and sanitation, and number seven, which is affordable and clean energy. So according to Adam, people want to make a living doing something that matters. And boy, that is really in alignment with everything we talk about around here. So he considers their magazine to be kind of a form of mentorship. And they've spoken with some really big names, people you would recognize like Tony Robbins and Arianna Huffington and Guy Kawasaki. But what they really say people want to hear is stories of everyday changemakers just like you and me. And so based on some reader surveys, they've changed the technology that they're working with so that their magazine is now more responsive to mobile and desktop. And also, though, in that feedback, they heard that their change creators, the people who are listening to them, they want more. They want more courses, more offerings. And so in October, Change Creator Magazine is going to be running a crowdfunding campaign. But here they are to talk about it. Adam Force, Amy Aitman, and Kay Kubota of Change Creator Magazine.
Hey, what's up, Tony? I'm Adam Force, and I'm back and excited to be here. I'm the founder of Change Creator Magazine, and we are a multimedia platform empowering forward-thinking change creators and established enterprises to drive social progress and really help meet our goals for poverty, water, and energy.
Wow. So that we're going to pull that apart here in a little bit. That's a massive mission right there. So you've brought some other people with you though. So who else is here with you?
Hi, I'm Amy Aitman, and I have been working with Adam for Change Creator Magazine since the beginning, since the first issue that we put out as an editor and as a writer. And it's been so exciting getting to work with these awesome people that we interview and really getting our mission out there.
Very good. And Kay, you're here with us. So Kay, you want to introduce yourself?
Yep. My name is Keisuke Kubota. You can call me Kay. I'm originally from Japan, and I recently graduated from Holt International Business School and then finished master program called Social Entrepreneurship. And then I was a reader of Change Creator. And then one day I reached out to Adam, and that was the start of the beginning. That's a start. And now here I am. It's a long journey. I'm really new, but it's a long journey.
Long journey, and you're really new. I love it. So, Adam, you were with us some time back. In fact, I want you to know you're the you're only the second person who's been a repeat guest. So I really appreciate you coming back on. So you gave me this really kind of, you packed a lot into that introduction right up front. So when you back up and you say, here's the big problem we're trying to serve or trying to change, what is that problem?
Yeah. So the way we are looking at it right now is you have the, you know, sustainable development goals, and I believe there's 17 of them right now. So we looked at those and we're saying, you know what, these are the global goals that the world has to make it a better place, and rightfully so. So we looked at three. We can't tackle all of them, but the poverty, water, and energy are really important foundational missions for us. And so we are creating this multimedia platform to say, well, we know that the public, the people who are really eager to help, they want to make a living doing something that matters to them, right? Aligning their capital to their values. And so we want to have an educational branch of Change Creator, which they can learn, network, and become part of something to help shape the future of business, to help tackle these goals. And then the other part of it was to have us support these established social enterprises who already are pursuing these missions, and we will help it with their strategies so they can scale their impact further. So it really has evolved into these two branches. And so one of our key values is collaboration. And so by that, you know, we are collaborating as the more social enterprises that there are pursuing these and the more social entrepreneurs, the faster we will achieve these goals.
Wow. So again, there is a lot packed in there. So we're gonna continue to unpack this thing. It's like one of those little Russian dolls. Every time we open one, there's something else inside.
Right.
Yeah. I love that you've made this decision to try to focus on these three of the sustainable development goals. And it's been really interesting as I've tried to look at my own content over the last year. You know, I've gone through and I've categorized all the interviews in these 17 sustainable development goals. And it's often these things overlap, don't they? So if I'm working on poverty, then sometimes I have to solve for water, or I have to solve for energy in order to solve for that one, right? So these things just sort of collide with each other, don't they?
They do. And, you know, just as an example, we're working with Taddy Bletcher. He's a Skoll Foundation award-winning social entrepreneur. He will be on the November cover of Change Creator magazine. And we connected with his team, and they have this amazing initiative called the University of the Future. So we're actually right in process of putting together a strategy to work with them and help scale that mission, get the word out there. And it's going to be really exciting. So that's one way we're working with these partners. And, you know, so that's for education, but education is a key to getting out of poverty. So to your point, that is one way we're tackling our poverty mission, is by working with these types of people.
Yeah. You mentioned the magazine. We haven't even talked about the magazine yet.
Not yet.
So let's talk about that. Tell people about Change Creator Magazine.
Yeah. So the magazine is basically, it's an ongoing form of mentorship. I mean, that's the whole idea. You know, rather than me saying, hey, here's all these books and all this kind of stuff, and you can go dig in, we are essentially saying, here's this mission that we're on, and we have a certain set of values that we're following when it comes to entrepreneurship. We're talking to these big time social entrepreneurs. We're talking to the early stage social entrepreneurs, and we're talking to the global icons, and we're finding out from them, you know, what are their strategies? How do they get their ideas? How are they scaling? And we're able to ask very specific, the burning questions that all entrepreneurs have. That's our goal. We want to ask those questions, and then we extract these insights and we put them into the magazine in a very exciting, engaging way to learn, right? And that's the whole idea, is here's this, it's not just a blog, it's something that we put a lot of time and a lot of effort into. There's video, so there's layers of depth that go alongside of it. And so we're doing the heavy lifting and saying, here's the strategies, here's the insights.
Yeah. And so let's name drop here a little bit. So who are some of the people that you've featured in the magazine?
So more historically and recently, we've had Tony Robbins, we've had Dale Partridge from Sevenly, Arianna Huffington. Those are some of the big sizzle guys. And upcoming, with our next edition, we're going to have Guy Kawasaki. But we also just released, you know, our recent edition, which was supposed to be July, but it was kind of August, with Dr. Elizabeth Hausler. She just won the 2017 Skoll Award for Social Entrepreneurship. It also included Chuck Slaughter, another Skoll Award-winning social entrepreneur. So we've had these people who are their big names in the social entrepreneur space and don't get on the front cover of magazines. And then we have the big names who are global icons because they're exciting and they have so much incredible insight that we want to share. And they always align with our values.
Yeah. Amy, it almost feels like you want to jump in here. I want you to. So
that's why a lot of our audience members ask us, like, we can get interviews from the big names too, from other publications, but we really want to hear the stories of the social entrepreneurs that are doing stuff, that are getting on the covers, that are on the front lines solving these problems, especially for our top three. So that's really our focus, is like listening to our audience and giving them these interviews that they can't get anywhere else. And these people, that these social entrepreneurs are, they have some amazing stories. They have a lot of heart. They have a lot of insights, and you just can't get access to them like anywhere else other than what we're doing.
Yeah. Yeah. I love that. I love that. You know, I will say, when it comes to, and I want to come back to you, Amy, on content, but when it comes to the content that you guys, if you don't mind me saying guys, right? So the content that you're creating is such high quality. If anybody's been following me on social media, it's like I'm tweeting out everything you're saying, because
I know,
it
Tony,
is
we
so
appreciate
rich.
That. Thank you. So
yeah. Yeah, but it is so rich. It is such rich content. So I have like 30 questions in my head all at the same time. So Amy, let's come back to you. When you think about your content and your content strategy and how you share your content and how you find your content, how it goes in and what comes out the other side, what are your thoughts around that?
Well, it's really great that you say that we have this awesome content, because we have been feeling that for the past year, that we have so much amazing content, so many amazing interviews. We have over 30 podcasts that we haven't even really released yet with the amazing people, because it's just resources, us getting it out there and putting it, and we really want to put out quality, awesome content that has value for our audience. So that's why Adam got me involved, because he needs someone to be like, how are we going to use this content? How are we going to get out there? And what else are we going to do for our audience? So that's what we're really focusing on with the blog. It's like an extension of the magazine. And also it's like a daily mentorship. Like Adam was saying, like, these are resources that we're using, and we're listening to our audience, and we're giving them more how-to articles and sharing stories from social entrepreneurs. And that's really what we're doing with our content. And it's just getting more content out there. It is, I mean, it's amazing. It's amazing stuff. And the more you dig through, the more value you find. So we're finding new ways to dig up our content, republish it, and give them more, give our audience more products.
It's hard to keep up, Tony. I gotta tell you, it's hard to keep up with everything we want to do. It's like, we need more resources. We need more people, you know, and just to add to what Amy said, you know, we look at, well, what are we offering people to give them the outcomes that they're looking for? And based on that, we focus right on that one thing. And we say, okay, then what kind of content do we need to reach those people? And it stems from, what can we offer? Right now, we're offering the magazine. We just made a new product called the Top 10 Special Edition, which is our top 10 interviews from the past 600 pages of the magazine. And those are what we have to offer now, but we have so much more in our strategy that we're going to roll out. But as we focus on what we can offer as tools, that's where this content is stemming from.
Yeah. And so you're saying that there, you know, you kind of, you're making a pivot right now.
Yeah.
So tell me about what led to this pivot, and then in what way is your strategy shifting right now?
Yeah. So I'll talk about the new platform and the strategy, and then I'll let Kay jump in on crowdfunding real quick. So essentially, we got a lot of feedback. I did multiple surveys to our audience, and we found out that, you know, people wanted a different and more improved experience with the magazine. Now, the magazine is one small step with Change Creator, but it is our cornerstone piece right now. And so we evolved to a new platform. Now it's responsive to text, right? So no matter what device you're on, it'll read with vertical scroll, side swiping, and it's available on the mobile device and the desktop device. We had so many people ask us for a desktop version, and we also had a lot of people tell us they're not a subscriber because they don't want to pinch and zoom on content. So we went and said, okay, we're listening to you, and we invested in this new platform. So now you can subscribe right on our website. And you can get the desktop, you can get the mobile, and all those things. So with that, we started a new model for the magazine as well. So it has a new structure. Part of that structure is a section called Spotlight. And the Spotlight is where we talk about entrepreneurs who have been in business for less than 5 years and they're pursuing a social enterprise. And so Kay actually, for the upcoming magazine, wrote the article for that. And so Kay, I think you had some thoughts you wanted to share there, and then we can talk about the crowdfunding that we're doing.
Yeah, since I finished a Master of Social Entrepreneurship, and then so, you know, there are a lot of people who has a social mind and around the world, and I'm really excited about and also passionate about putting a little spotlight to those kind of upcoming social entrepreneurs. So that's a great session about crowdfunding.
Why don't you just dive right in? Tell them what we're doing.
Great. Yeah. So yeah, we are launching a crowdfunding campaign. It's because, you know, we want to sustainably continue to evolve our Change Creator magazine and also want to build new programs. And at the same time, this is a great marketing opportunity for us to raise awareness of what we do and what Change Creator does.
Right. And just want to add to that a little bit, when he's talking about the new programs we're going after, Tony, part of our evolution is we really developed a very crisp vision, which is called our brand network. And this brand network, we've only tapped into, you know, 3 out of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 of 9 channels, right? So we have 6 new programs that would be rolling out that we need to get resources for. So right now we're self-funding and getting earnings from the magazine sales, but you know, we need to start ramping up and scaling the business because it's not just about the magazine. There's so much more we want to offer people in order to help them along their journey. And that's where that comes into play, is this big vision that we're going to be pulling together. And so phase one is to get this crowdfunding to start development of the next program.
Okay. So let me just ask you this question about the crowdfunding. What platform did you choose to do your crowdfunding on?
It's Indiegogo.
Indiegogo. And, and why Indiegogo?
One reason is because I have experience. I have done it. And then also this is a great platform for people who are social mind. And then from people who are going to start campaign, they also have a social mindset. But also there's a lot of supporters as well. And we want to, you know, raise awareness that we want to ask them for
help. Good. Good. So who wants to tell me more about the crowdfunding campaign, about what's going to happen? When does it launch? What are some of the rewards that come out of it?
So we have like a product, like we have to think in, but like a t-shirt and also stickers. But also this is a great strength for us because we are a media platform. We are a media company. So we can actually offer and we can ask them to, you know, come to our community. Also, we can invite them to our podcast interviews. Also, we can write about them. And then, so our point is, you know, building a community so we can actually, you know, ask them to come to our program and then community. That's important.
Yeah. And just to add to that, Tony, we're actually still kind of vetting the perks a little bit. We have a whole list of running items, and Amy did, you know, as she calls it, swag and other things. We're doing some polling and questions to our audience to see where their interests are. You know, there's going to be things for the business startup, and there's going to be things for people that don't have a business and just want to get involved, right? So we're still kind of finalizing those things, but we're getting there. We have a whole range of things, whether it's digital or physical product, but we are going to have a mix.
Good, good. And when does a crowdfunding campaign launch?
In mid-October.
Mid-October. Okay. So, and are you running a 30-day campaign?
It's 6 weeks, actually.
Okay. 6 weeks.
I mean, still planning, but still.
All right. So you're still in the planning phase. All right. I won't ask any more detailed questions. I can hear where you're at in your thinking. I ran a crowdfunding campaign in May and June, yeah. and I knew all the details about a week after I launched.
Yeah, right. So, you always think you have it figured out, and then you kind of pivot, and you're like, wait a minute. And you know, we're juggling so many things with our content strategy and the magazine, mm-hmm. and then helping other teams. It's like, oh yeah, we got to do this crowdfunding thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's things you're doing in the middle of your full-time job.
Exactly.
I completely get this. So you also mentioned that you are establishing a couple of new offerings around education and then working with established enterprises. So you want to say more about that?
Yeah, sure. So one example is in our vision, you know, as one of the pillars for a revenue channel and an offering to our audience to help them. And this is based on feedback. They want to connect with our audience, and that audience being the social entrepreneurs that we actually interview. So we'll be developing speaker series and virtual summits where there will be kind of like different levels of them, where the initial kickoff would be where you can sign up and it would be a paid program, but you'll have a very intimate opportunity to ask questions, connect, have them take a look at things you're doing, hear them speak about their area of expertise. And this goes into our big three goals, and you know, it'll be on very specific topics for specific needs. So virtual summits and speaker series. We have things that would then enhance with e-courses. So if you want to take a specific type of course to discover what you want to do or become a master of poverty or master of water or energy. So those things would accelerate their process and keep taking them deeper and deeper into what they're trying to do.
We also have some big time initiatives that we're working on behind the scenes where we're going to have an opportunity to give back and have a real impact on a cause or a mission and aligning with partnerships as well. So those things are really exciting. And our big goal for what we want to do is we want to create 1 million change creators a year for the next 10 years. And whether that be someone that wants to align with a socially aware company, or somebody that is a social entrepreneur, we want to change people's lives, 1 million change creators a year. So that is our big time goal that we are really focused on.
Amy, I'm glad you brought that up because I completely forgot to say it. And, you know,
that's way to bury the lead there, man. Come on.
Jesus. Well, the 1 million number is very important because we backed out from that mission to create this brand network of all these things I'm talking about in order to get there. That's what these things are for. I mean, we even talk about a documentary, live events, and then the brand studio is what we're doing to work with people like Taddy and support them in their initiatives. So that's the strategic approach on that side.
Great. Well, we're going to have to start shifting gears here and heading towards a close, but let me ask you about from all the stuff you're doing right now. And I know that you have I think I have a lot of irons in the fire. You're crazy, man. You've got more irons in the fire than even I do. So, you know, and I mean that in the most loving way. But the question I have for you is, what's something that you're learning from what you're doing right now, where you're at on your journey, that you think this would be a great lesson learned to pass on to other social entrepreneurs?
You know, it's always an interesting question. I feel like my answer changes regularly. It's as we evolve through this process. I think one of the most important things is to really put yourself out there to build relationships. It's incredible what comes out of those things, whether it's going to a conference. You know, we just partnered with Survive and Thrive, and it's a really cool conference in September. And you know, getting people, like we reached out to the Cords Foundation. Now Ron Cords of the Cords Foundation is an advisor for us. And that wouldn't have happened if we didn't put ourselves out there. And the only reason we connected with him is because I connected with someone else who liked what we were doing and then referred me to him. So it just builds your network, and the power in that networking is pretty incredible. And I don't know if you guys have something else to add, but the other thing I would say is, don't think that just because you put a strategy together that if it doesn't work, you're done. Like, things fall apart all the time. We have shifted gears and pivoted on a regular basis, and you've got to just be able to take the feedback and not get disheartened and stay persistent.
Yeah. So if people are wanting to find out more about Change Creator, about what you're doing, about your new strategy, all that, where would they look?
So we're going to have a special URL for you, Tony, and it's going to be www.changecreatormag.com/Tony Lloyd. And what we want to do is, one, you'll be able to visit our website and check things out, but we will offer people a free copy of our top 10 special edition. Right now we're selling it for $14.99, and we're going to give that to your audience who's hearing this right now for free. And then we're also going to include there a 50% off coupon so that if they are inspired to do so, they can get a subscription to Change Creator Magazine. And last but not least, as part of that package, they can join our Facebook group so that we can have discussions about social entrepreneurship.
That's an amazing offer, and thanks for your generosity. Is there anything else, like a call to action, as you think about the fact that people have been hanging out with you and me for the last half hour or so? You know, they could like hit next in their podcast player, or they could go and do something. What's something you would encourage people to go and do as a result of this conversation?
Well, I would encourage you to stop by our website and get our free copy of the Tony Robbins cover story.
Excellent. Hey, listen, thanks everybody. I know you're all incredibly busy. I know how much work it takes to do all this kind of stuff. So thanks for being with us on Social Entrepreneur.
Thank you.
Thank you, Tony.
And thanks to you, the listener, for joining us today. You are the reason that we produce Social Entrepreneur every Monday. You can find the show notes, bonus material, and more at tonyloyd.com. That's TonyLoyd.com. And while you're at it, will you do me a favor? Subscribe, rate, and review this podcast on Apple Podcasts or your favorite podcast app. It really helps others to find these stories of changemakers who are making a difference in the world. Well, listen, thanks so much for joining me today. And until next time, please remember to use this one short, amazing life and go make an impact. Thanks. We'll talk to you next time on Social Entrepreneur.